Welcome to Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we will meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader will address topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. Stick around to hear from your local spiritual leader, and if you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org. Joining us today is Pastor Williams, here to discuss his ministry and the resources that his organization provides. Thank you for joining us, Pastor.
Welcome.
So tell us a bit about your ministry and the church that you're currently pastoring in.
Okay, well, as you said, my name is Williams, Minister John Williams. Apart from my ministry as a minister of the gospel, I'm also an urban public health specialist, a naturopathic practitioner, community advocate and activist, and a businessman. Obviously, my ministry, I was never called to be a pastor, so to speak. I was called to be an evangelist, and my evangelism is based on health, holistic health.
So what drew you into the health field?
Well, my profession was gold and diamond mining. I worked for 10 years in the Amazon basin of South America, where I was exposed to hundreds of different tribes of people, and I had a love for people and their welfare, and that moved me to leave the work of gold and diamond mining for souls in the ministry and health or holistic health basically is body, mind, in a social, economic environment.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit more about what is holistic health?
Well, the health of the person, has three dimensions, mental, physical, and spiritual. And all three are supposed to be harmoniously developed, mind, body, and spirit. And so to be healthy, you have to be healthy in all three areas evenly. And so this is basically how I approach health issues that our community is having today.
Okay. Are there any community outreach programs that you're currently involved in?
Well, my church, you know, is the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And as a minister in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, we all know that the church in their doctrinal teaching and health was a major health component to it. And so the community we serve basically are served in those three areas, body, mind, and spirit, and also social and economic. And so we do have a community service program for our church, that pantry and, you know, soup kitchens, you know, and other services that we offer the community in terms to their health and welfare.
So are there any programs specific to help?
Right. And so I have a passion for the issue of that is affecting our community, especially the community that I live in, which is diabetes. The Flatbush is the largest concentration of Caribbean people anywhere in America outside of the Caribbean. But there's a major crisis, and that crisis is diabetes. But not only the diabetes that we know, which is basically type 1 and type 2 diabetes, but there's a specific, a new type of diabetes that was discovered by SUNY Downstate University. Dr. Mary Ann Banerjee, the chief endocrinologist, discovered a diabetes called the Flatbush diabetes.
Could you tell us a bit about what that form of diabetes is?
Well, as we mentioned, there's type 1 and type 2. Type 1 diabetes is juvenile onset diabetes mellitus, which is insulin dependent. And type 2 is adult onset diabetes mellitus, which is non-insulin dependent, but it's the worst suffering. With type 1 diabetics, their body does not produce insulin, and as a result, the body burns fat to compensate for the lack of insulin, production in the body. The burning of that fat produces a chemical in the blood called ketones. Thus, you have what is called diabetic ketone acidosis. High levels of ketones is what causes very bad problem for type 1 diabetics, and mostly they die from a result of that. Type 2 diabetics, their body are producing insulin, but it's not being used properly. The phenomenon that is being found among the people of this Flatbush area is that these type 2 diabetics have high levels of ketones in their blood, although they are not type 1. And thus, as a result of that, this high levels of ketones, which produce acid ketone acidosis, destroys the kidneys mostly. Thus, we see so many kidney dialysis centers opening up in the area because of the high incidence of kidney disease affected from this, what the scientific term for it is, ketosis type 2 diabetes. All right? Now, we had a 54% increase in amputations in New York City to date. And it is so, it's not only that this disease is devastating, it's devastating to note that the city is not doing anything about it, which it could be prevented. And so my passion, as I said, was the fact that my grandmother died from it, my mother died from it, she had very high blood pressure, gotten blind, gotten aneurysm, the coma never came out. My son developed diabetes at 11 years old. My sister and I were pre-diagnosed, I would say maybe 18 years ago, and I kept it at bay because of my teaching and my lifestyle. But there was one point I would say, 2010 that I moved away, no, 2000 that I moved away from my lifestyle, and it hit me. So I was getting all the symptoms, all the major symptoms. Dr. Bynes said, "Johnny, go to the emergency room." I went to Kings County emergency room, and they found my sugar was almost 600, 574. My hemoglobin A1C was 12.8. So, they put me on insulin, glipizide, metformin, high blood pressure, and all the works. So because my ministry and my work operate with the philosophy that for one to return to optimum health, rather than somewhere you got lost, if you knew how you got there, you would know how to get back. So because of my bringing and teaching and my lifestyle changes, all I had to do was to reverse the path that I knew that got me there.
And what were those lifestyle changes?
Well, basically, we have a treatment modality that is based on the principle of what we call a new start. A new start, which we call the 10 commandments of health. 10 commandments of health. A new start is A, NEWSTAART, 10, right? NA is for the answer. For everything, there is an answer. If you have a Mercedes Benz, something go wrong with it, you don't take it to Volkswagen, you take it back to the manufacturer that knows who made it. If something go wrong with you, you go back to the manufacturer who has the answer. So you get the answer. You have to get deal with the answer to the problem. And the answer is the creator, the manufacturer. All right? N is nutrition. E is exercise. W, new, is water. Start. S is sunlight. T is temperance. A is air. The other A is action. This is not like exercise, the action. It's just proaction. If you have all the problems and you don't put it into work, the action, it wouldn't benefit you in no way. And so the A, action, R, rest, and T, trust. So it starts with the answer, who is the creator, and it ends with trust. Trust in the creator, which is a psychosomatics. You can have all the stuff in the world. If you don't trust and believe in it, it wouldn't work for you. So this is what we use. And so exercise and water is my main thing. Of all the medications in the world dealing with any problem, the number one medication is water, because we are mostly water and we came out of water. The earth came out of the water. So that's a principle. The second principle is 60 to 70% of my dietary intake must be raw foods. And that's very easy. It takes all the vegetables, you know, so your vegetables, fruits, nuts, grains, and all the natural foods. All right? Obviously, exercises, physical activity is a major part of this whole thing. And rest is important. Sunlight is important, you know. And of course, nutrition, which is your supplements and your life.
Do you have any suggestions for people in this part of Brooklyn that can't probably afford a gym membership? What do you suggest in terms of exercise?
Okay, so
when you have work,
and that's very important. And so in my program, we have three approaches to the treatment. It's basically to prevent, to manage, and to reverse diabetes. So within the first 3 months, the first 2 months actually of my experience, I had to come off the insulin. Then the next 3 months, so within 5 months, I had to come off the glipizide. And then it took me about 8 to 9 months to totally get off the metformin. So I was medication free. So the objective is to get people off of medication. The blood pressure pills didn't use, because this is one of the drugs, the medication that's actually causing lots of the problems. The government of this country states very emphatically that the third leading cause of death in America is medication, is drugs, and the misuse or use or wrong use or whatever of it. And so I had to actually start out on a path to actually deal with this. And so the three things that we deal with is the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, has an effective way to prevent diabetes. So they have a program called the National Diabetes Prevention Program, which is an evidence-based. They have a 60% success rate. If people follow that program and that plan, they will not become diabetic. So we adopted that, the CDC's program, and we are one of the certified promoters or presenters of that program. And then we also have the Stanford University Diabetes Self-Management Program, which is the CDC program is a 16-week. Actually, it's a year. The first 16 weeks, 6 months, and then the second 6 months, it would be six classes per month, one per month for 6 months. The Stanford Diabetes Self-Management Program is a six-week program, 1 day per week, that helps people to manage their condition by different ways. And then my ministry, which is New Creation Community Health Empowerment, Inc., has what is called a 12 Weeks to Wellness program, where we use natural remedies and the New Start program, for which we talked about the New Start program. And this exercise, part of it, is very simple. It does not have to be something exotic. And so I have an exercise regimen that we call is based on cultural movements. It's called Socarobics, Salsarobics, which is Socarobics is the West Indian music style. Salsarobics is the Hispanic. Zucarobics is the Haitian type of soca. And then we have praise aerobics, where we use gospel music to exercise to right in the homes. And then I have a program called Kama aerobics. In Spanish, Kama is bed. And so it's bed aerobics. A simple thing for 30 minutes in rising every morning. You can sit right on your bed and conduct a physical activity that can help you in every way, from your head to your feet, right on your bed. And we teach elderly people how to be effective in doing that, and it helps to keep their body moving for 30 minutes.
So can you tell us a bit about the Diabetes Task Force?
Okay. And so because we do have this effective way to help people to get rid of diabetes, get rid of it, prevent it, manage it, and get rid of it, we decided to use a successful means of dealing with all chronic conditions in our community, which is church-based, school-based. All right, so we started, I would say for the past 38 years, we've been doing what is called church-based preventive health centers initiative. And thus, we started in Flatbush because of this diabetes crisis, where we mapped out a geographic area that we call the Island of Flatbush. And with the Island of Flatbush, started in the Island of Flatbush Diabetes Task Force, which is based on the church-based preventive health centers and school-based preventive health centers. That was established in 2016 by the borough president, Eric Adams, in April of 2016, where when he launched our initiative, the task force, he also announced that he was diagnosed with diabetes the month before that, right? March of 16. And we started together with this project with him, and he went further. In the same way how I was able to deal with it, he was able to get rid of his diabetes in almost the same way, dealing with natural health, plant-based nutrition, and the different formulas. All right? And so the task force, we started with a diabetes symposium and health expo at Erasmus Hall High School, which is center of Flatbush area, and started to seek finance to help the project to really reach out to the whole community, but really was never get the funding because the city is not funding it, the state is not funding diabetes, and although we fought for it, and then the governor putting up $1.4 billion for what he calls Vital Brooklyn Project, of which $700 million was supposed to go to health, One Brooklyn Health. But we fought for diabetes to be in that. It still was not in that. And so because his Vital Brooklyn program is for Central Brooklyn, so it wasn't only for the Flatbush area. So what we did, we mapped out another area that we call the Village of Bed-Stuy Bushwick, and another area that we call the town of East New York, Brownsville. So this is Central Brooklyn. So that's now we have what is called the Central Brooklyn Diabetes Task Force. All right, so we had the symposium at Erasmus High School for the Island of Flatbush. We just had one in November at Boys and Girls High School for the village of Bethesda, Bushwick. And now we are planning one for February 22 at Thomas Jefferson High School for East New York, Bronxville. Thus, we're going to cover the entire central Brooklyn to deal with this diabetes crisis.
Now, as we know, inadequate health care and the lack of health insurance coverage is oftentimes prevalent in our community. For those who are already living with diabetes, is there any, do you have any advice for them? Or,
well, if there's one thing, we have a strategic partnership with almost all of the major hospitals in the city, also with the New York City Department of Health. And they are, because of our affiliation with, you know, SUNY Downstate is one of our major partners, and they are working with us, along with other private, you know, health organizations like Brightpoint Health Services, and we for which would be for Central Brooklyn area, and working with the managed care organizations, which are the insurance companies. You know, they are actually programs for, you know, like people like immigrants, undocumented people who don't have insurance, or Medicaid, Medicare insurance, and all of that, so that we are able to work to provide for them service, health service, through our, you know, our advocacy program for new creations.
Okay. And do you have any other upcoming events?
Well, that one there for the 22nd of February at Thomas Jefferson High School. Then the next one for the Flatbush area is going to be at Erasmus on, that's going to be in May 16, and May 17 is going to be at the Brooklyn Museum. The Brooklyn Museum, we will have a health expo at Brooklyn Museum. Then before that, in April, we are hoping, at the end of April, actually, we're hoping to have a healthy youth conference and expo at Wingate High School. All right? Then at the Goshen Temple SDA Auditorium and Church, we're going to have a healthy senior for seniors health expo and symposium as well. Then later on in the year, we'll have one for women, a women's health conference, a men's health conference, and a pediatric or children's health conference for the year. And those are going to make up the full year program that we're going to have to deal with this diabetes and its comorbidities, which is high blood pressure, kidney disease, amputation, blindness, and all kinds of different fallouts from the epidemic.
Is there any way our listeners can participate or support your organization?
Oh, yes. New Creation Community Health Empowerment, Inc. Basically, our telephone number is 347-962-0451. Our office is located at 924 Rogers Avenue, which is right between Tilden Avenue and Albemarle Road. We do have a health food store there as well at that location, Rogers Avenue SDA Health and Bookstore. And my email address is jhnw361@gmail.com. Obviously, you can also get information from right here, the Figueroa and Associates office, where the radio station is located.
Thank you very much for coming with us, Pastor Williams.
You are welcome. Thank you.
This has been a presentation by Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader addresses topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. If you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.